Come listen to a prophet's voice. The Lord Provides a Way by President Gordon B. Hinckley. I recall reading the story of Commander William Robert Anderson, the naval officer who took the submarine Nautilus beneath the polar ice from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean, a daring and dangerous feat. The commander carried in his wallet a tattered card that had on it these words, "I believe God will always make a way where there is no way. I too believe that if we will walk in obedience to the commandments of God, if we will follow the counsel of the priesthood, he will open a way, even where there appears to be no way. The assignments given us may be difficult." Years ago, I was on a mission in England. One day, three or four of the London papers carried reviews of a reprint of an old book, snide and ugly in tone, indicating that the book was a history of the Mormons. The mission president said to me, "I want you to go down to the publisher and protest this." I looked at him and was about to say, "Surely not me," but I meekly said, "Yes, sir." I was frightened. I went to my room and felt something as I think Moses must have felt when the Lord asked him to go and see Pharaoh. I offered a prayer. My stomach was churning as I walked. I found the office of the president and presented my card to the receptionist. She took it and went into the inner office and soon returned to say that the president was too busy to see me. I replied that I had come 5,000 miles and that I would wait. Finally, he invited me in. He was smoking a long cigar with a look that seemed to say, "Don't bother me." I do not recall what I said after that. Another power seemed to be speaking through me. At first he was defensive. Then he began to soften. He concluded by promising to do something. Within an hour, word went out to every book dealer in England to return the books to the publisher. At great expense, he printed and tipped in the front of each volume a statement to the effect that the book was not to be considered as history, but only as fiction, and that no offense was intended against the respected Mormon people. I came to know that when we try in faith to walk in obedience to the requests of the priesthood, the Lord opens the way, even when there appears to be no way. May we place our trust in our Father in heaven to go forth with willing hearts, that we may be worthy of his blessings. Note, from If Ye Be Willing and Obedient, End Sign, July 1995, pages 2 through 5. End of note. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, The Lord Provides a Way, by President Gordon B. Hinckley.